Inside on Business, the news hour is brought to you by Square One DSM, an initiative of the Greater Des Moines Partnership. Learn more at squareonedsm.com. And Iowa Softwater, clean, safe softwater for you and your family, iowasoftwater.com.
It is Monday. That means Laura Kennard's in with us. We're talking about networking opportunities, and she brought one of the Mandela Fellows back again. Asher is back in studio again with us. Good to see you again, sir. You were in Virginia and D.C. and
Yes. I had a great time in all those places. Very beautiful country.
And you are back here for a couple of weeks?
Yes, on business meetings.
Excellent.
Thank you.
I'm so proud to know you.
Thank you so much. I'm elated to know you.
And you know, not only is he a great example of a modern business person, but he dresses well, too.
Thank you.
Very well. All right. Huh?
He does. He's been literally in. Isn't it funny how a connection in Iowa can be worthwhile in Nigeria? Yeah. Because he's actually working with a local company to sort of take some of their products and see how it fits in Nigeria. So yeah, it's very awesome.
We are a global marketplace.
We are indeed.
What's going on?
Well, we've got a lot of stuff. I think people are trying to cram stuff in before school starts. So go to dmbizmixer.com, dmbizmixer.com, right. Because you can kind of recap a lot of the weekly stuff, because I'm going to kind of float on over some of those things and dive right into Wednesday of this week, which is we've got something new to talk about. This is called Marketing 101, and it's hosted by Nexus 6 Marketing. They do it from 9:30 to 10:30 weekly at Inspired Grounds Cafe. It's another one of these drop-in. You don't have to pay. You don't have to be a member. And the focus is on marketing. So this time, this week, we'll be crafting an elevator pitch. So if you want to get your Twitter profile down or your elevator pitch, that thing that you can do in, 20 seconds about your business and you haven't done it, then that's the place to go work on it. So we also have this Wednesday, August Startup Stories with Square One, which
is a great story.
Oh,
artificial intelligence and real estate.
I am so excited. I've heard about this before. I've seen it a little bit in action. But the co-founders will be talking about, and I think you had in their show, but how they're able to use sort of artificial intelligence and bots can ask questions, and based on your answer, it already kind of knows.
It's fascinating. It's all about real estate agents not having enough time to get back on all of their leads. It is a fabulous program.
So not only if you're in that industry, but this is something that will really inspire you for what might be down the pipeline in the future for many different industries. So this is at the Greater Des Moines Partnership, 700 Locust. You can register now. It's free if you want to bring your own lunch. Otherwise, register now for $15. We'll include your lunch. And it's one that it's called Structurally.
Mm-hmm.
And definitely it's a go
stuff.
See it for sure. So then we have AMA Iowa on Thursday, early in the morning, 7:15 a.m. To 8:30 a.m. This is their monthly social media discussion group, so talking about marketing with social media. And they've switched it up to St. Kilda. And remember, we didn't know what the heck that was before. It's St. Kilda Cafe and Bakery on the mezzanine level. It's 300 Southwest 5th Street, which is at the corner of ML King and Southwest 5th Street, if that helps at all. Guests are $5. You can, non-members are $5. Walk-ins are accepted. Just make sure you have cash on you when you come. And or you can register now ahead of time, but they're going to be chatting about how to use metrics and measurements and actually measure what you're getting out of your social media. So that's always a not often discussed topic with when it comes to social media. So we also have a special event that is unfortunately the same day. And it's a really good one, too. This is also a Greater Des Moines Partnership. Going to be held there from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. And it's Capital for Your Business. So the purpose of Capital for Your Business seminar is to inform and educate potential and current businesses on how they can get funding and capital for their business. This one is $35. It does include lunch. And they have a limit of only 40 attendees. So
Somebody's making money.
See? Yeah.
$35. So. It's not how to get capital.
So on Wednesday, apparently this is going to be a new thing, So I'm sorry, Thursday. This is going to be every Thursday at Gravitate and Valley Junction. Mm-hmm. They're going to do the same thing that they do on First Fridays downtown, but this is going to be open co-working at the Gravitate Valley Junction location. And then that's about it for this week. But one thing that we never talk about early enough is that roundtable and multicultural reception. That event is actually going to be just save the date, but it's going to be coming up on August 22nd. So it's not too far around the corner. And this is an opportunity to connect and network with a broad range of professionals with a focus on diversity and fostering an environment of connectivity and inclusiveness. So, and we always end up talking about that one like at the last second, and then people don't really have much time to register because it actually books up pretty fast. Yeah. So it's a roundtable discussion and a multicultural reception. It'll be 4 to 7:30 p.m. at the Des Moines Embassy Club in West Des Moines. And I've got a whole bunch of other saved dates, folks. So just go to dmbizmixer.com and you can read about everything else that's coming from August through the middle of September, I'd say.
And we will have links to that up on the radio blog as well. Mm-hmm. And if those of you who are listening would like to have your event, your networking event, talked about here during the Business News Hour and included in dmbizmixer.com, you can always do hashtag dmbizevents.
That's right. So we'll find your submissions at hashtag dmbizevents on Twitter, on Instagram, or on Facebook. You
there
can do it in all the three of those places.
All right. Have you been to the fair yet?
Nope. Going to be.
You should take Asher. You should take Asher to the fair.
I think he has booked himself some time at the Iowa State Fair already, but we're looking at trying to make a run through Adventureland because he actually didn't go with the group when they went.
He was working. There you go.
So, anyway. All right.
All right. We got to clear on out of here because it's nigh on to 6 o'clock. Thank you, Laura, for doing this, as always.
No problem.
Laura Kennard, networking and what's going on, and our friend from Nigeria, Asher, is in studio. Good to see you again, my friend. All right, we've got to get out of here. Have yourself a wonderful afternoon. Thanks to Sam Creamer from the Creamer Law Firm talking about nonprofits and responsibilities of board members. For all of us associated with the Business News Hour, Tyler Hackenmiller is our producer. The voice of Insight on Business, the News Hour, is Jimmy Olson. The program director for the radio station is Patrick Wood. The liaison between our advertising agency and the Des Moines Radio Group is Mary Sayer. The general manager of the Des Moines Radio Group is Jeff Delveaux. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett exclusively for the Business News Hour. For all those folks, my name is Michael Libby. We will not be here tomorrow because the Iowa Cubs are playing, but we will be returning, God willing, on Wednesday at 5 o'clock. Have yourself a wonderful day, wonderful evening. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.